There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the Smoothie King Center for Pelicans Media Day. This is the day set aside. The NBA sets aside this day. All teams are having their media day today, but we're here and we're celebrating a new relationship between WWL Radio and the Pelicans, and we'll be able to hit anywhere from 13 to 38 states as we broadcast this game. And we have a special guest, a new addition to the Pelicans. DeJounte Murray joins us. Congratulations and welcome to New Orleans.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
We are very, very excited about you joining the team. I know there's a lot of excitement in the fan base here as well.
Nah, for sure. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and so, for the fans that don't know you and know your game, just tell them a little bit about what they're getting from you as a player, from you as a person, and then, you know, just letting us learn a little bit more about who you are, you know, on the court as well as off the court.
I mean, you know, first and foremost, a natural born leader. It's been in me since I was a kid, just leading, never being a follower, but also being a sponge to learning, you know, the right thing. So, and when it comes to, you know, basketball, it's just somebody that's going to work hard, continue to preach, just being a sponge of the game, you know, just trying to learn as much as I can and never being that guy like, oh, man, I know everything or I did this, did that. Like, nah, I'm always opening to learning, but also keeping that mentality that I haven't done nothing. So each time I'm going out on the floor, whether it's practicing, watching film or, you know, competing in the game, I keep that mentality, that chip on my shoulder, what got me here, and just, you know, staying level-headed.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, just reading and knowing a little bit about your background, you know, obviously being able to go and score, but defense, mm-hmm. and being able to lock in, and I'm, you know, taking the role of, I don't want my man to get a basket,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's something that you possess. And just tell us a little bit about, you know, that mindset. And I understand, you know, just the off season as well, but the mindset that you kind of go through to get to that point.
I mean, it's a pride thing. Where I come from, you know, I was always the youngest dude playing with my uncles and all their friends. And, you know, they was always 5, 6, 7, 8 years older than me. So, you know, that was tough for a young kid trying to get out there and get the ball, play defense and stop somebody. But that was really the only way, you know, just playing with them, playing in the neighborhood. You had to be tough, you know. So, you know, that's what instilled that into me. It stayed with me, and it's just a pride thing, you know, starting, you know, when I was young. Like I said, I had to play hard. I had to fight, all those different things. So, you know, nothing changes. Obviously coming to the NBA, it's the best of the best. So you got the whole league's talented. You know, there's guys that don't get a chance, get an opportunity to play. But them dudes, you know, they're talented.
They like,
you know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of people don't understand that. You know, everybody's here for a reason. Everybody's journey's different, you know. But, you know, when it comes to defense, I always loved it. I always loved getting a stop as much as I love scoring a basket. You know, it's just that feeling, and I think that just starts from when I was younger.
Did you play any other sports?
I played football, yep. I played football when I was young. When I was real young, I played a little soccer. Like elementary school, but I was nice in football. Okay. I love football, but I was somebody that loved contact. You know, as I told you, you know, and playing with my uncles and them, it was a lot of fighting and a lot of just you had to be tough.
You had to hold your own.
You had
That's
to be tough. You had to hold your own. So I love football. You know, even to this day, I watch football every Saturday, every Sunday. I'm watching football. So, you know.
I gotcha.
Were you surprised by the physical nature of the NBA? I mean, when you talk about contact and loving contact, was there anything about that that surprised you?
I mean, what I can say, when I ran into a screen of guys like Ennis, what's his name? Steven Adams. Mm-hmm. Steven Adams, man, that dude, he's like three people with the height. Yeah. You know, like he didn't move nothing. I mean, I'm 185, but, you know, far as other than that, like, nah, man, I got heart. You know, I got heart. I was, like I said, I was always the youngest. Obviously, I grew, you know, to be taller than everybody in my family or in my neighborhood. But, you know, just being young and having heart and just, you know, standing down and no man, fear no man but God, it really was nothing. It's really just coming in here. You know, when you come in as a young guy, you know, you take advice and you see what the older guys, the veterans is doing to take care of their body, to get stronger, and then obviously on the court so you could produce at a high level, getting better every day and working on the right things. So, you know, I just took all those things and continue to put it in one. And like I said, to stay level-headed, I keep that chip on my shoulder and continue year in and year out.
CJ talked with us about that, trying to figure out your body, how it works with the rigors of an 82-game season. How long did it actually take you to kind of figure that out?
I mean, it took from when I got hurt, my third year. I tore my ACL and, you know, I ended up being out that whole next 12 months. So it allowed me to really take an understanding of my body and figure out my body. And, you know, just a young dude, even before the NBA, you know, you young in AAU and high school, college, like you just going to hoop, you going to play, like, you don't know the importance of the food you eat, you know, staying hydrated with water, you know, stretching, doing a hot tub, cold tub, you know, just all those different things. Like, they mean so much. And, you know, for myself, I got to really sit back that year and not only rehab for my knee, but I got to learn my body. So, you know, I know when, if my hamstring's tight, why it's tight. I know if my calf is tight or my back, whatever, I know why. So I try to stay, you know, above those things and you know, just stay alert to them and taking care of them so I'm able to be available, you know, for my profession, my job.
It's interesting. CJ said the exact same thing you just said, but he said one thing different. He said he was blessed with an injury early in his career because it compelled him, as you just pointed out, mm-hmm. to gain a better understanding of your body, how it works, how it interrelates, and how to go about managing it.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing I can say is I wish no injury on no man, though.
Right.
You know, so I wish that could become an important conversation for young guys getting drafted of how to take care of their body, what to do with their body, the foods to eat. So, like, guys like me don't have to wait to get hurt to figure right. that out, you know. Like I said, our game's at its best when everybody's healthy, you know,
yeah, no doubt.
And that's on any level.
Well, knowing that this is your first year here with the organization, you know, and what you've seen from this team the last couple of years, you know, just being right there on the cusp, how do you want to be able to integrate yourself to be able to say, hey, look, I'm a piece of it. I want to get us over that hump, you know,
yeah.
because this fan base, they're waiting to explode.
For sure.
They're hungry.
They're hungry for it.
Sure.
They're waiting to – I mean, and so the last couple of years, you can see it.
Yeah.
But then it's just been like, man, we were close.
Right there. Yeah,
we were so close. And just, you know, just what you want to bring to this team to get them over that hump to where you're competing not just first round, second round, and, you know, Western Conference Finals, et cetera.
I mean, you know, first step is, you know, being healthy. You know, everybody being healthy. You know, we need everybody to be healthy to do those things. And I think, you know, the fans are allowed to be fans, man, like, you know, whatever their opinion is their opinion, you know. But one thing they got to understand too is, you know, if the team's healthy and, you know, they didn't handle business however you wanted them, then it's good to criticize whatever. But it's like, if dudes ain't healthy, then it's like you never got to see your team at full. So you don't know what that's like. You can only dream or just have your opinion of, you know, thinking what that's like. So, you know, number one for me is just making sure everybody's healthy. You know, obviously you can't control certain things, but, you know, health is wealth in whatever you do, you know. And then obviously these guys, for me, looking outside, looking in, you know, they there's a bunch of dogs, a bunch of dudes that like each other. I paid attention to the interviews after games when, oh, it was Jose's night and everybody's giving him his flowers. Like, that mean a lot to a guy like me. You know what I'm saying? So to see that, that was something to be exciting to join. And just me as an individual, like I said, I don't do too much talking, you know. Natural born leader. I'm going to show up, you know, I'm going to do my work. And as far as the fans, what they expect, you're going to expect somebody that play hard every day. You know, like I've been saying, my job here as a point guard is to make all these guys' job easier, make the game easier for them. So much talent, you know, as a point guard. You ask any point guard in our league about, you know, the Pelicans roster, not just a core, the roster. You look around at all the guys and you're just like, that's a dream job to have for a point guard. So, you know, for myself, I'm just excited to make their job easier. But at the same time, I know I could go. I know I'm a hooper. I know what I could do. When the lights come on, I'm ready to go, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you, a lot of the guys that we've talked to, we talk about the expectations of the fan and fans, and a lot of times they don't realize all that goes into this, as you just so articulated. You know, I mean, it's just so important. And you could be one injury away of any player on a team that kind of disrupts the psyche of the team, you know, at critical points of the season.
It's crazy. Like, when I talk to dudes like Bron and the Manus, the Tims, you know, all them great guys that won at the highest level, they'll tell you, they'll be the first ones to tell you, you know, health is everything. You got to be healthy.
Yeah.
You got to have dudes healthy. You know, you got to have chemistry, all those different things. But one thing you're going to hear from every guy that played this game and won at a high level, they're going to say you got to be healthy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We know they have a busy day scheduled for you today. Okay. And it was funny, a lot of the guys, we said that, you know, you play your first game here Monday at 12:30.
That's crazy. That's like a scrimmage, huh? There's going to be class going on, school.
And everybody's had the same reaction.
They're going to look like this.
What are we doing?
Nah, appreciate y'all for having me, man. Look
welcome
forward
to the city,
y'all.
Man.
Yeah, let's go.
All righty.
Sure. No doubt.
Appreciate it.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. We're at the Smoothie King Center for Pelicans Media Day, celebrating the new relationship that WWL Radio has with the Pelicans organization. And we've had a lot of fun, dudes, today. It's been fun thus far, and we've got more to come. But I've really enjoyed
it. It's really good when you get to know the guys.
Yeah.
And as well as the staff. But, I mean, you know, it's hard for them as well because you don't really get to see the behind the scene of what it takes to get to this point.
Right.
And, you know, we get a snippet of it. But, I mean, just to hear them talk about it, I think it's always, you know, pretty special.
And I think they've kind of enjoyed the long-form interview, too.
Correct. You know, no, I think so as well. I mean, and it's media day, and, you know, most of them know, hey, it's almost I have to do it. But as well, you know, we want them to kind of be able to open up and, you know, just talk a little bit about them and, you know, the expectation. Then, you know, all of our fans will get to listen to it here on WWL.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We got a special guest, and he has his own song. It goes, Jose, 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 Jose.
Yeah, that's a great voice to hear right there.
Now, tell the truth. You get pumped up when the band starts singing?
Of course. You know, that's something that, you know, bring a different type of swag that, you know. You know, some people fold under pressure, and some people elevate, you know, on, like, pressure. And then when that comes on, I just elevate, and it's the best feeling. It's one of the best feelings I had, one of the best experience when that you know, that chant came out. It was during the playoff game 6 against Phoenix Suns my rookie year. And, you know, I still, you know, my first time buying courtside tickets for my dad and my brother.
That had to be a special day.
Yeah. And I'm bringing it up fourth quarter. I remember it was like 9:32 left. I'm bringing it up, and all you hear is the crowd singing the chant, and man, it made my whole day that my dad and my brother was right there. And you see my dad, like, he's not even enjoying the game, he's just crying like so it was a great moment, man. You know, obviously my dad name is, I'm a junior, so my dad name is Jose, so it's just like, you know, big for him. So it was, you know, this is just a special chant for me forever.
I love singing it, man.
Yeah, it brings a nice little tone to it, right? Hopefully we get a lot of more this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do believe so, as far as I do think that'll happen. But, Jose, I got to ask you, talk about the process to get to this point. What has it been like to you? And, you know, you talk about dealing with injury, being able to overcome it, you know, being a guy that – early on, many didn't think, hey, this guy, he's just a guy that we'll call it a roster spot or at least a camp guy. But, you know, earning that respect. Just tell us a little bit about that process.
Man, it's so – like, I could write a book about this whole process. It's tough, you know. A lot of people go through a lot of stuff in the NBA. You know, obviously a lot of people got great stories. And everybody got to teach your own. Everybody got different hard time stories. And my hard time story is just I didn't pass the eye test. Like, I never got the, you know, when you see me, you're not going to say, oh, he's going to change the game, or he's going to change my team, or, you know, for that progress was, so I had to, you know, make sure I passed the eye test for everybody else that make the decision. And when I came in, I was always confident in my own skin. You know, my parents told me that, you know, be yourself at all times. And it's hard to do that sometimes, because then you got, you know, you got your environment that, you know, that they're not feeling that energy. Mm-hmm. But you also, you bring it and you stay true to yourself. I think everybody respects that at a high level. And that's what I did this whole process is, you know, it was times that I went back home and I cried and I said to my wife and said, I'm done. I don't want to play this game no more. And just, I don't think it's for me. It's not that I meant it. It was just how I felt at the moment. But, you know, I had great, one thing about this process, I had great support. You know, great family support, great friend support. And without them, this would never be even near close. And obviously I put that work in. That's a given. You know, I'm never going to not do that. But, you know, you just got to be confident in your own self and your skin. You know, it's going to be days that, you know, it might not be your favorite. But those are the days you got to learn and, you know, build from, you know, that. And that's the whole process here, you know, coming on drafted, knowing that I just had a draft party, number one pick. I had a draft party that the day of the draft was done and I had a two-way call. I had a sign that said number one pick. Like, that's how I embraced this. I was just so happy to be a part of this. I never thought I'd be in the NBA, let alone I had a chance to get a two-way spot. So when I had that, I was excited. And then everything is there is just history. You know, I got that little, you know, I got my feet wet, and I ran with it. I ain't trying to look back. So that's the whole process now.
Well, and being able to build on that, not only and we talk about just the chant, just being not a guy that, hey, he's a guy that's going to get a few minutes, but you're expected. When you hit the court, you're expected to be that energizer. And so to bring the energy, to be able to, whether it's first group, second group, whatever it is, the expectation for you changed as well.
I mean, yeah, that's the part of that's the progress of growing. Mm-hmm. And you know, you to ask me, I'm ready for whatever, you know, but it's the thing that I took advantage of. You know, it was time. You know, I asked my PD person, be great, am I going to play? Like, am I going to play? You know, take time. And, you know, he don't really have the answer for me either because, you don't know. But, you know, the opportunity comes and you take advantage of it. If it's 2 minutes, 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 seconds, you just run with it. And that's really a real thing in the NBA, especially for role players, especially guys that even trying to be any type of role player like in my way. If coach puts you in for 30 seconds, you better pick up full court, try to get a steal, show him that you care. That's the thing that they want to see. They want to see that you could play any role. You know, even to this day, you put me in for 30 seconds, I don't play hard. You know, you got to just do the little things because everyone got their superstars is how they're going to fill their superstars with. And, you know, I'm going to fill the guys that's the superstars. That's me.
When you're on the side court and you're waiting for you to play your role, what motivates you? I mean, is it pure emotion for you?
I mean, I just was never, like, I guess raised to take this game for what it is. You know, my parents, you know, showed me a way of life that you don't want to take advantage of it. My grandma, let her rest in peace, she's the reason why I play this game so hard. You know, I saw somebody fight for their life, you know, literally waking up every day with a smile, knowing that they might not wake up the next day. So ever since that day, I just took advantage of, like, yeah, you're going to have bad days. I'm human. I'm going to have bad days. But, you know, most of those days, bad days ain't going to be my good days, for sure. So, you know, that's where I'm at with that. We're just playing this game as hard as I can.
Jose, tell me a little bit about Jose off the court. You know, if I'm not hooping, what would Jose be doing?
Oh, man, he's still learning. I'm young. I'm 26, man. I'm still learning that, man. I got to slow down with just trying to realizing what's more important than others. Mm-hmm. And other things. You know, you come in this sport, I don't care what anybody say, when I first came in and I come from nothing, I did a lot of, like, you know, like.
You enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I went out and, you know, do have fun with my friends and stuff, but I had to slow that down in the sense of, it's, you know, that's not what this is for, but it's, you have fun. Don't, I'm not saying that, go have fun, but what I do now is more, I'm learning still the process of how important to take care of your body. You know, watching these guys, CJ, B.I., Murray, like all these guys that take care of their body at a high level and they still in the league. I want to be them. They 10 years in or 7 years in. That's where I want to be at in a few years. So, you know, taking care of your body is the most important thing. And that's why, man, I'm a big family guy. Like, I like, you know, being with my kids. Well, my wife, my mom and dad, like my friends, we stay at home, play a lot of card games, and just trying to improve myself as best as I can.
I told CJ he was a grown up in the room, and he was like, "Man, what you mean?" He's still young. I said, "Yeah, but you still the grown up in the room."
Nah, yeah, CJ, that guy is a true professional. Mm-hmm. He's definitely, when I talk about a professional at his job, that's who he is, and he taught me a lot too. You know, just. He don't even got to say nothing to me, but just, you know, I'm around him most of the time, and just seeing how he organizes his day and go about it and, you know, stack, and just keep on improving. So it's just, you just watch those guys and you just learn from them.
12 didn't happen by chance.
What? Been in the league 12 years, 13 years.
Oh, no, no. That's not by accident. That's not by accident.
You see what I'm saying? And so by you being able to see it and be able to say, yep, I want to steal a little bit of that, or I want to steal this, to be able to add to my regimen, to be able to add to what I can do, I think it's always good when you can have those guys in that place and to be able to learn from, because that's what it's about.
No, for sure. You know, you want to be that. You know, for me, unfortunately, I got to be a little bit more tighter than them, because – sometimes their leashes is a little bit looser. Mm-hmm. My leashes, you got to be super tight. You got to be stacked. So that's what I learned, and that's what I know. But that's what's good about myself, because I know it's no holes for me. I got to stay right there. You know, I got gifted with me to get an extension. Thank you. So that's 6 years already if you're counting, right? Let's not do that. But we want more. We want to go 7. We want to go to 8. But you got to take every day at a time. You know, you never know where God's going to bring you. And, you know, that's where we at right now.
Well, I think the fans appreciate your outlook. I mean, because you go from a fairly sedentary state on the bench, paying attention to the game, and your emotion, when you click the on switch, the moment you put one foot on the court, the whole psyche of the arena changes, whether you realize that or not, but it does.
That's a God-given gift, I guess. You know, I'm just happy that I could affect the game, because that's why I'm here, you know, and that's what I got to continue doing. And no matter how long I'm in this league, I never could lose that. And that's the way I'm going to stay, and that's the fact, and that's the way of just life that I understand how it is. And every time I step on the court, I got to – you know, change the game as best as I can.
Are you a risk taker?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I wasn't, then I wouldn't be here. risk taker is just not always a bad thing, you know. You're going to learn from the risk taker. You know, you just got to don't take that risk taker twice, because then you never know what could happen.
Right.
But learn from that.
Make it calculated.
Yeah.
It's all a calculation.
Yeah,
it.
This game is, you know, this game is very simple. Mm-hmm. You know, if you really dial down to it, it's very simple. And it's not a lot of pressure, especially for a guy like me. I really don't never had no pressure to me, because, man, I'm going to make an open shot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a big time. I work so hard to not just hit open shot. It's more than that, but that's what you guys got to think of it. You know, just think about the important shot, the important play. Like, it's not even about scoring. It's not about charge, steal. I did my job.
Can he shoot?
Yeah, I can shoot. Yeah. See, stuff
yeah,
like
but
that.
Yeah, but I love when you steal the ball, my friend.
Yeah. It's just something in me, like you said.
I love when you sneak up behind him and take the ball.
People never see this. Like, I could really sit here and say, oh, did Jose plan that? Bro, I don't plan. It's just a switch that literally when I get in the game, I do anything. Like, I don't remember and I do anything.
Yeah. You want to remember, though, right?
Yeah, but at that time I don't.
He'll see it on film.
Yeah.
Jose, we appreciate it, man.
No, I appreciate
you so much.
Y'all, man. And, you know, hopefully we have a good season and see y'all more often.
Oh, we'll be here. We'll be here. And hopefully your family, you know, if they aren't at the game, they'll be able to hear it here on WWL from here going forward. So we surely appreciate it.
No, I appreciate y'all,
and
man.
And we've asked everyone this question. You realize the game next Monday's at 12:30.
I know. That's crazy, right? So early. But it's time. It's that time of the year, you know. You wake up, you don't know what city you in, and you just got to put a uniform and go play and win a game.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, take care.
Congratulations. All right, folks, we'll be right back. We're broadcasting live from the Smoothie King Center on Pelicans Media Day. I've been joined by Deuce McAllister. This has been a lot of fun, Deuce. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Smoothie King Center for Pelicans Media Day. I was looking at the schedules, Deuce, and I know you're used to this. So you have Media Day today, and today's actually the first day that veterans can report to their teams. Mm-hmm. And then October 1st, the NBA training camp starts, and on October 4th, preseason games begin, and they have a couple of series, one in Canada, one in Abu Dhabi. The Pelicans are not playing in those. And then on October 18th, preseason ends, and the season start. The rosters are set for NBA opening day on October 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And then the 22nd, rock and roll.
Yeah, it's rock and roll. And what's interesting is the Pelicans, normally they would, you know, you talk about training camp, it would normally be here at the facility in Metairie, but with the renovations that are still going on over at the Pelicans facility, they're going up to Nashville for training camp. And so they will basically train up at Belmont basically for a week. And then, like you said, the games are here.
Yeah.
the games are here, and the first one starts Monday. And you want to be able to get together normally with a camp. I've seen it done a lot of different ways, whether it's two practices a day, whether it's three practices a day. And when you talk about practice, it's probably a little bit different than, hey, we're just going to go and work on something for 2 hours, 3 hours. There will be a focus. So it may be offense focus is what we may do for 90 minutes. And then the next time that we come back out on the court, it may be a defense focus for 90 minutes. And you talked, if you remember earlier, you talk about, you heard Coach Griff talk about, or at least the general manager talk about, the player development staff. And I know that they kind of announced some of those guys, but a guy like Jody Meeks, you talked about, Corey Brewer is one of those development guys as well, but I'm forgetting my big man from here that just retired from Louisiana, who's a part of the staff as well. They spend so much time with those players. The head coach and assistant coaches, yes, but the development staff help those guys work on different things. And a lot of that obviously comes from the head coach and assistant coaches, but from breaking down that film, for watching some of that film, they're helping those players be able to say, hey, look, no different than what they talked about with Zion. This is a shot that we know you can hit. We're going to work on that shot. We're going to work on this move, and giving him the confidence in being able to take some of those shots. And so I think from an organization standpoint, they're excited about the opportunity, you know, and I don't want to call it the elephant in the room because it's out there, the Brandon Ingram extension. Mm-hmm. We know it's all there. You know it's there. And so whether it happens, whether it's a trade, whatever it may be about, I think up until this point, everybody has been a professional. We saw him out here earlier. He wants to play basketball. Obviously, we know that he wants a new contract. And if there's a happy medium between he, the agent, and really the team, if they can find it, they're going to find it. If not, we kind of wait and see what happens going forward. And so it's always interesting. It's intriguing when you can talk to him. Those guys can talk all they want, and this is no different from any other sport. Actions will tell the tale. You know, what happens out there on the court, that's what we know that they can control.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting in speaking to the VP of the Pelicans when he was talking about these contracts, they'll come in place, and just as you pointed out, it's about the play, it's about what's happening on the court, it's about the collective group and the synergy of the group, and I mean, it's really like a chess game in many respects, right?
100%. David Griffin, he spoke about that, and that's exactly what it's about. I mean, because the Pelicans, you traded away and you lost to free agency some good players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you lost some good players, but they also added some good players as well. Murray's a heck of a player.
Oh yeah,
he's a heck of a player, and he talked about it. His mentality, he can go and score when he wants to score, but he wants to be a distributor. He wants to push the flow, and I think the one thing that he's takes some pride in, and I'm intrigued to see him and Herb Jones when they lock up. You know, as far as locking down guys on defense, that's gonna be something to watch. I mean, because both of those guys are prideful, and that's what really it's about. It's prideful defenders, and if you can get your other teammates to buy in on that side, then I mean, the game becomes easy because now defense it's a transition game where defense becomes offense, and you know we're getting steals, we're getting runouts because we are locking up on defense. And so that's what I'm intrigued about. You know, the other part of it is they spoke on it as well. How healthy are you?
Yeah.
How healthy are you? I mean, and that's what has hurt this team the last 3-4 years. It's been the health of certain guys at certain times of the seasons. I mean, we can go back the last couple of years, pretty much December, January, this team is top three. Mm-hmm. You know, at some points, they're number one, you know, overall. But then there's an injury,
yeah,
or two injuries. And now you just cannot sustain or hold up enough to where, hey, we can, you know, miss B.I., we can miss Zion, we can miss C.J., and you just can't hold on enough and you end up in the playoff game the last couple of years because of those things.
Well, you know, it's interesting about this game, and it's the same way with football, too. Once you leave your feet, right, you know this as a running back, you never knew where you were landing or how you were landing.
Correct. Particularly when a guy can bump you. When a guy can push you. You know, and now how I land, whether I land on somebody else's ankle, whether I, you know, my knee does something funny, all of those things can come into play. And that's just the game that they that's the game that they play. And, you know, you go up and down. It's the wear and tear on the body. How can I, CJ and Deontay, Mr. Murray, he talked about it, how they have to take care of their body. And being able to eat the right stuff, being able to get the proper amount of sleep, being able to stretch, being able to make sure that I am ready for the next day. All of that comes into play.
CJ was so analytical to me. I bet you he knows how many minutes during the time that he's on the court that his feet are not touching the court.
Oh yeah, I mean he's been able to study it. He's been able to study it, and he wants all of that information. But like we talked about, the first couple of years in the NBA, you're not thinking about that.
Well, you don't know. You have youth on your side.
There
right?
you go. And so once I've played it, now there's stuff out there I can use. Now I can see how my body is reacting. Now I can tell how much sleep I'm getting, how my body, you know, what results I'm getting from a training standpoint. There's data and information out there for him, and he's using it. He's using it now.
Talk about this for a moment, and I think you were moved by it as well. CJ said it. Devontae Murray said it. They really did not understand their body until they got hurt.
Correct.
Why is that?
You got plenty of time on your hand. that's kind of what happens, because now you can't go and play. And now if I you know, it may be a restriction from you even traveling. You know, I may not can go on the road. So here's the sad part about it. The game still has to be played.
Yeah.
You're just not involved with it. And right. So now I may not be involved with even the game planning standpoint. I don't have to go to that meeting. But guess where I have to be? I have to be in a training room. Mm-hmm. So now it becomes, how can I make sure that this doesn't happen again? Or at least I minimize the option.
Is it a sense, I'm just curious, you come out of college, you're young, you have youth on your side, is there a sense of invincibility?
Oh, 100%. It's always not going to happen to me.
Right.
It probably had never happened to you up until that point. So what makes me think that it's going to happen to me now? And right. So it's always I'm almost invincible as far as how I go about my day, how I go about working and doing the job that I love.
Did you have that moment?
Of course. I mean, it was year five before I had my first knee injury. Mm-hmm. My first 5 years in the league, I never had anything like that. I had, you know, ankle high ankle sprain, but there were. I'll put it this way. There were signs of stuff that I needed to change, but I didn't know any better, and I didn't change doing some of the things that I was doing from a training aspect, even from a food aspect. I didn't know. But then once you start to see the data of, oh, this is how you're walking, or from a load aspect, your body was tired, but you still pushed through. You know, you've got that data now that's available, and it's up to – I can preach – and tell you, hey, you need to eat this. You need to eat this. I can't make you do it.
Right.
You've got to want to do it as
Unfortunately,
well.
Unfortunately, a lot of that doesn't taste good, right?
Well, that's 100% true as well. 100% true as well. I mean,
but, you know, let's go back to injuries for a second. We've seen it with the Saints playing, you know, musical chairs with the offensive line for, what, 3-4 years now?
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Here we are beginning of the season. It happened again.
Yeah, and then so – from a physical standpoint, some of that you can't prevent.
Right.
Some of it is just, you know, I can't say that a guy is going to fall a certain way on your body. And so you can't prevent some of that. But some of it, they are using, I know there's frustration from a lot of people, but they are using the data that they have, and it's some of the best stuff as well from a data standpoint, collecting, seeing how much guys are sleeping, seeing how guys, you know, what they're eating, what their body digests, what their body doesn't. injuries are still going to happen because it's a physical game.
Yeah.
And so that's the unfortunate part about it. But trust me, they're trying to use any information they can to make sure that they're at least you give yourself a chance to play.
On a text line, we call Jose the Gnat, lovingly. He steps on the court and he aggravates the other team. There's no doubt about that. The expectations go up the moment he steps on the court.
Agree 100%.
Absolutely. I'm with Deuce McAllister today. Deuce, this was great. Really enjoyed it, and thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. I think this was a great opportunity to introduce the Pelicans to the fans in a different way, quite frankly.
I agree with you 100%, and, I mean, this is only going to grow the relationship with the Pelicans and WWL.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Dave Cohen is in for Scoot today, and he joins us. What do we have coming up, Dave?
Well, Newell, we're going to talk about greed and the danger it's putting what the Fed say are countless homeowners in the New Orleans area in. We will break down the scheme the Justice Department says had unlicensed contractors working on homes and businesses, then fraudulent inspections being signed off for that unlicensed work. Plus, for the first time ever, more Americans identify as Republicans than Democrats, according to new Gallup analysis. Why and what does that mean? And for fun, Newell, we're going to talk about TV on the 64th anniversary of the debut of The Flintstones.
Oh.
A little bit of everything coming up.
Absolutely. You know, that first topic you're talking about always leads to, for the most part, disastrous outcomes for consumers, right?
Yeah, and when you look into the details of these allegations and the convictions that have already come, it really makes you wonder. If we had unlicensed electricians, for example, working on countless houses and then fraudulent inspections, how do we know they're safe?
Absolutely. Dave Cohen's up next, folks. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you guys in the morning.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.